Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
So we had been discussing chapter 18, Moksha Sannyasa Yoga. Just to remind ourselves what we have seen so far, that in the beginning, the Arjuna made a request. I want to know what is sannyasa and what is tyaga. Because we had been talking about renunciation. This chapter is called Liberation Through Renunciation. So renouncing what? So the obvious answer is renouncing actions. And how do we renounce actions and what type of actions can we renounce or should we renounce is the gist of this chapter basically. So the first thing Bhagavan said is Kamyanam Karmanam Nyasa Iti Sannyasa. Sannyas is giving up all the desire-prompted actions is sannyasa. That's as simple as it is. If I can give up all desire-prompted actions so that I'm truly driven by my duties, the joy of working, and whatever is appropriate for me to work, then I'm a sannyasi. But that may or may not be possible. So the next says, Sarva karma phala tyaga iti tyaga. If you give up all the karma phala, the desire for the fruits of action, then it's a tyaga. So Bhagavan says, start with tyaga, because that may be more appropriate for us. So then he describes that even tyaga can be of three different types. So now the entire chapter now takes the aspect of actions, which is what is binding us. Actions in our day-to-day life, what we call work. Work is becoming burden for us. It's not a joy. That's why we all want to retire. All our planning for is what? Retirement. That's because we are not enjoying the work. So Bhagavan said, let's understand what tyaga is. So then we have seen that the tyaga also can be of three types. You can give up something which is you are appropriately giving up because of sattvic reasons or a rajasic reasons or tamasic reasons. Then we said the tyaga we talked about of actions. So what type of actions should be given up and what should not be given up? We said the yajna, dana, tapa. This type of actions must be performed. So even the yajnas can be of three types. Of sattvic, rajasic, or tamasic. Dana also can be of three types. Sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic. And even tapas, the disciplines which we follow, can also be three types. Sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. In other words, everything is tied to each other. How we think, how we behave, and what the results come to us, they're all tied to each other. Although thinking is not sattvic, then obviously our actions will not be sattvic. And therefore our results will not be sattvic. So if we understand this mechanism of actions, then maybe we will be able to liberate ourselves from this burden of work. In India, at least in 60s that I can remember, first thing people ask is, so where are you working? You say, oh, I've just got a job in government. I think it's a perfect job, I'll tell you. I hardly have to work. The definition of good job in many times in India was the job in which I did the least amount of work is a good job. Now, is it really what I'm looking for in a job? I remember I went to Zambia in 75. I took a job at building department in government of Zambia. So my chief architect first day in orientation said, we have a requirement that in a year you should at least do 3 drawings. And I said, are you serious? He said, no, at least you should have 3 drawings in a year. So that was the government standard of your performance. So our basic understanding right now is that action is a burden actually. As long as I can get out of the actions, then I'll be happy. So renouncing action is the goal of our life. But how to renounce action is the theme of this chapter. So we said, even yajna, dana, tapas, which needs to be done, also should be done in a manner that it liberates you and not binds you. So yajnas can be of three types, dana can be of three types, and tapas can be of three types. And we all know, sometimes we do charity, but that makes you unhappy. Instead of making you feel joy about giving, it makes you unhappy. That's because our attitude towards giving had something not right about it. So Bhagavan said, you should examine this thing in all things you do, whether it's sattvic, tamasic, or rajasic, and see what is appropriate for you. Then we said, okay, karma. Now let's understand what is the nature of karma. And he said, karma, karana, karta. These are the three constituent parts of any action. Any action will have a action, the doer, and the instrument of action. And that requires knowledge. Jnanam, gnayam, parijnata. These are the three constituent parts of knowledge. The knowledge that is to be known and the knower. If we understand the mechanism of these actions and how the knowledge takes place, then we should be able to work better. So then we have looked at how the knowledge takes place and how the action is related to it. So then we have been looking at and say, okay, now if knowledge also can be of three types, some knowledge is sattvic, some is rajasic, and some is tamasic. Something I've come to believe without any reason or rhyme could be tamasic. So knowledge also can be sattvic, rajasic, or tamasic. I should be very careful. Even I consider myself a more knowledgeable person, I need to examine whether my knowledge is appropriate or sattvic or rajasic or tamasic. Obviously, before whoever figured it out that earth is round, people had knowledge that earth is flat. But it was not really a knowledge based on any basis, but just a regular observation that looks like earth is flat. So sometimes what is quite obvious may not be the truth. So I need to be constantly vigilant about it. So my knowledge also should be examined, whether it is rajasic, tamasic, or sattvic. Then karma, which I'm performing, also can be rajasic, tamasic, or sattvic, depending on the knowledge which I have is whether sattvic, rajasic, or tamasic. So these are all tied together. In every aspect of my life, I should be examining whether this is the most appropriate way to behave. So then the verses which we'll be saying today, they are about karta. Karta, I consider myself the doer. Now, am I a sattvic doer, a rajasic doer, or a tamasic doer? Then we find out that it's not a consistent that I'm not always a sattvic doer. I'm not always a rajasic doer. I'm not always a tamasic doer. At times I'm sattvic, at times I'm rajasic, and at times I'm tamasic. However, I must examine that and make sure that I do not become predominantly tamasic or rajasic. Because the results of tamas and rajas we have seen is nothing but pain in the end. The only thing which liberates you is sattva, the pure knowledge. When I start seeing things as they are, that's where the liberation comes in. Anytime I have bias of my own, then I'm bound by my own bias. More and more people realizing that more they limit themselves to one viewpoint or one group of people, they're binding themselves to limitations. It is the more they open up, they become more liberated and make more progress. So, the verse 26 says, Mukta Sangha Anahamvadi Druti Utsa Samanvitaha Siddhi Asidyo Nirvikaraha Karta Sattvika Uchyate. If I am a doer, and I consider I am the person who is performing this action, Well, let's see in what attitude I have performed this action. A mukta sangha anahamvadi is free from attachment. Am I really too attached to this action? If somebody let me do it, it's great. If I don't get a chance to do this, am I okay? Or the world is going to come apart if I don't get a chance to do this. Unattached. Anahamvadi, that he does not have ego, that I am the doer. I am the only one who can do it. I can do this and so on. So that we know that if I can do it, the others can also do it. However, I can put the best efforts if I want to. Anahamvadi. Druti utsaha samanvitaha. I think this is, at least from my life, I understood. That is the most important part, whether you are successful or not successful in what you are pursuing. Again, druti, persistent firmness. This is what I want to do. When I came to this country, and I keep giving my life's example because that's all I know is my life. When I came to this country, I met some architects who had been here 10 years before I had come. So I asked their advice and said, what should I do? You know, I need to get registration as a licensed architect in this country. And they forget about it, you know. It's not really worth it, you know. It will take you 10 years. There are better professions. You have, with your architectural training, you can be a pipe draftsman or something which will give you a better compensation. And I say, I'll tell you honestly, the only thing I know is architecture. So I need to pursue architecture whether there are good chances in this country or not. I have to continue find my niche because I don't know anything better. But I say, only thing I know is doing architecture. So druti, if you want to be successful in architecture, stay with architecture. Don't buy a gas station. Don't open up a hotel. Druti is the most important aspect of any actions we perform. If you are yourself not firm about it, people will recognize right away that you are not serious about it. And the next, which I learned from my guru, Swami Chinmayananda, utsaha, enthusiasm, utsaha vardhakaya namaha. Swamiji has a unique quality. He will infuse enthusiasm in anybody he meets. Everybody in front of him was like, Swamiji, we can do this, and Swamiji, we can do that, and that's an unique quality that you can inspire people to be enthusiastic about what they are doing. And again, if you are not enthusiastic, everybody else will be also the same way. So druti and utsaha, the most important aspect of any doer, you know, or the qualities of any doer. So druti utsaha samanvitaha siddhi asiddhyo nirvikaraha. Having done all that, the result is not in my hand. I may be the best person, I may be the best firm, but the world may have different needs, and the world may react differently, and therefore it may not be a successful action, and I should be unattached to that. Do not get affected by it. We are human beings, we have emotions, we may feel slightly bad about it, but you have to move on from that. It should not affect your personality. That now I'm rejected one time, I will not try next time. In fact, continue trying, you know, persistently keep going back and back to the same organization or efforts to be successful. Persistence pays off. Siddhi asiddhyo nirvikaraha karta sattvika uchyate. Such an actor, such a doer is considered sattvic. He may be successful, he may not be successful. He may be appreciated, he may not be appreciated. But he knows that he is pursuing this all his zeal and all firmness. So that's such a doer is sattvic. The next one, ragi karma phala prepsuhu lubdaha hinsatmakaha asuchihi harsa shoka anvitaha karta rajasaha parikirtitaha. Very, very obvious. However, when we are in that mode, we don't recognize it, unfortunately. It's a ragi, attached. Sometimes with a good virtue. He's very passionate about it. Passion is something which can be very tricky to recognize, whether it is positive or negative. The same passion, it is based on your dhruti, then it is positive. The same passion, if it is based on a greed, then it can be negative. So Bhagavan said, Ragi, karma phala prepsuho. If my passion is dependent on the results, which are karma phala preps, who is also bound by the results of his action, lubdaha, greedy, lobhi, in Gujarati, lubdaha. I got this, I also want this. I continue to have the insatiable desire to experience that success. Hinsatmakaha, by any means. Other may get hurt, but I need to be successful. Well, that hinsatmaka. Asuchi, even sometimes impure means. Go to the back door, give bribes. The firm I used to work with, they were obviously acquiring firms, and there was one firm they were acquiring. And I had known about the firm, and they said, well, they are buying this firm. I said, but why are they selling that firm? That's a pretty successful firm. Why do they have to sell themselves? We figured out that the Oklahoma branch was bribing the local government to get work. And they got caught. And then obviously there was a big court case. They lost all their credibility. Even though they were a great architectural firm and great credentials, but that one negative, that they used improper means to get the work, imploded their firm, and they obviously disappeared. They obviously were bought at a fire sale price. So, asuchihi, with the impure means, if I'm trying to achieve the goal, hars shok anmita, then I'm buffeted by joy and sorrow. If I get success, I'm elated and partying. And if I'm unsuccessful, I'm in a sorrow and depressed. Harsha-shoka-anmita, such a doer is considered rajasic. Rajasah parikirtitaha. Now we said, what is wrong with this thing? It is wrong because you know you're constantly going from harsha and shoka. Then you're constantly afraid whether somebody will find out that I'm doing it through improper means. But you need to be aware that if it is improper means, then I will not be using it. And that makes you, as Bhagavan said, sattvic karta. So the rajasic karta may seem to be successful, but if you ask himself, is he really happy? Is he really enjoying the liberation? And the answer will be no. He's constantly bound by his passions, his results, his failures. And the last one we will see is ayuktaha, prakrutaha, stabdaha, shathaha, naiskritikaha, alashaha. You probably all understand each word. Vishadi dirghashutricha karta tamas uchyate. If you are sattvic, is the best. But at least if you are doing something with rajas, it is okay. Because Bhagavad Gita says that somebody who is doing something right for a wrong reason, please don't stop him. Because by doing that, someday he will come to recognize where he has to make the corrections in his life and behavior. And then he will improve and move on toward the right path. But if you are in the tamasic mode, it is difficult to get out of it. Tamas, by very nature, is ignorance. And to get out of ignorance, you need knowledge. And it is difficult for a tamasic person to be even willing to accept any knowledge. So, ayukta, first of all, is improper. He is not a person to be doing it. I was talking to one of our friend who is a cardiologist. And he said, I heard urologist. And I said, are you serious? For what? Anil, no, not for cardiac surgery. I said, okay, thank you. So why would you hire a urologist in your practice? Improper. Prakrutaha, vulgar. Something which is not decent. Stabdaha, stubborn. That also means dazed. But stabda, stubborn, unbending. He does not change his view. This is what I said about it. Tamas is very difficult to get over. Because there may be knowledge coming from all sides, but you are not willing to take it. Shataha, cheater. You can't trust him, untrustworthy. Naiskritikaha, he's malicious. Something which is supposed not to be done, he's doing it. He's malicious. Alasa, lazy. Vishadi, despondent. What are we going to gain out of this thing? You know, why should we do it? Naisvishadi. Dirghasutri. I did not know that this means procrastinator. Dirghasutri. So, such a karta. He is still a karta. He is still making effort to get ahead in life, to get something what he wants. He just cannot realize why he is not going ahead in life. What is stopping him? What is stopping his own nature? His knowledge is tamasic. His thinking is tamasic, and therefore actions are tamasic. So Bhagavan said, be careful. If you detect this thing in you, try to remove this so that you can move ahead in life. With that, we'll stop here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om, Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.